Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Sam Norwood being back on the show. Sam's a long-time member of our Brain Trust, coming up on actually more than 12 years now. Sam's been joining us. He's senior partner with Tatum LLC. He's the guy that produces the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions, which reports hundreds of responses from business managers out there across the country and tells us, Sam how things are going. He puts it into a very technical report, and we are the happy beneficiaries of the summary of that report, meaning so we can understand it. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's great to be back, and it's also particularly nice to be back with some green arrows.
Well, yeah, but Sam, they're here. Your respondents here and now is kind of not good, but their hope to be is you know coming up roses. So I don't think I've ever seen two columns like this before with your report.
Have it's, we? Very very interesting for the audience. What we do is we survey our people and ask them in the past 30 days did the business conditions get better, get worse, or stay about the same? And then we say in the next 60 days do you expect business conditions to get better, get worse, or stay about the same? So we're at the here, near, and now. In the past 30 days, not so good. Down a little bit, sideways, up a little bit in capital availability and pricing. But basically, the past month or so was, as we had predicted and expected, flat to down a little bit. We, as a nation, had a very weak third quarter, mm-hmm. and then in the 60-day outlook, whoa, it looks much better. This is somewhat profound. We'll wait for another month to confirm, but it looks as though, to us, based on our survey, that there is a turn and inflection point in business conditions, which generally reflects general economic outlook, toward the better. We think that the fourth quarter is going to be better than the third quarter, given some resolution with whatever's going on up there in Washington, D.C.
Was this survey response, did it have any kind of a peek at the, was you think there was anything that your guys were considering with regard to the political kabuki theater we got going on in Washington? Was this prior to that?
We don't think so. It wasn't prior. But we conducted our survey in the last week of September,
okay.
as we do each month. It's always right. the last week, and then we publish the first week of the following month. So this is the October report conducted in the last week of September. And things had not begun, but it was really close. But I believe, and this is my interpretation based on anecdotal discussions, mm-hmm. is that they were not too concerned about the government shutdown. We're dealing here mainly with small and medium-sized businesses,
right.
and everything from manufacturers, distributors, healthcare people, and so forth, not necessarily government contractors. We do have mm-hmm. some as clients, but for the most part, it's broad-based, small, medium-sized American business, and the concern was not so great. We figured, well, my interpretation is that most of our people figured this will come, this will go, it'll get resolved, no big deal.
Well,
as far as its impact on our business.
We've had the sequester for 9 months, and the world didn't fall off the edge, and so...
Yeah.
So, and we've had these guys going at each other like this before. So maybe, as you say, maybe this is not going to be any worse than the last time. So, very interesting that, so you're seeing is coming out of a tough third quarter, but seeing maybe green shoots in the fourth quarter.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And we usually see these turns a month or two ahead of when you get the reports from other sources. We see it now, and in a month or two, you will see it, and your listeners will be reading about, oh, look here, things are looking better. We see it now. And that's the value of this survey. It's not this. The value is not in saying, well, gee, it was a lot like last month. You know, things have been sort of in a gradual, gradual upturn for 3 years.
Well, and when we come back, we're going to get into some of the green shoot possibilities with Sam Norwood after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.